Richie McDonald from Lone Star joining us on the line. We have been amazed by the group for 20 years now. See what I did there?
You're good. You used amazed.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us today. So, you know what, a new song out, a new album coming out later this year. After 20 years, you guys are not slowing down, and I guess you're doing a little bit of celebrating, right?
Well, we really are. I mean, we have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to celebrate. You know, I left 5 years ago just to slow down and spend a little time with my family and watch my kids grow up, but on this 20-year anniversary of the band, it just seemed like, you know what, we need to get back together and put the band back together, and we always say that we're better together than we ever were apart. And you know, in the 20-year anniversary, we've recorded a new album, new music. We produced it, wrote the songs. It just feels really good. We're having so much fun back out on the road, and we really feel like it's the best album we've ever recorded.
Now, I guess there's always talk when somebody leaves a group and they venture out on their own. Sometimes they come back, as you did. And I know a lot of fans see it, and this is just sort of a general statement, I'm not saying it about you, but a lot of fans will see it as, okay, well, I want to work on my own, and then if that doesn't work out, I'll just come back to the group. Is that a fair assessment from fans in general, do you think?
I don't know. You know, I think from my point of view, it was just I just wanted to watch my kids grow up, spend a little more time with my kids. And, I guess it's a little selfish, but I got to tell you, I think the time apart did us a world of good. And it's not like we didn't get along back then, but it wasn't even about me going off and pursuing a solo career more than anything. I just wanted to be with my family. But as I was saying, I really think that the time away did us good. I think the group's better for it. The sound, we've never sounded better. And it's been awesome, it really has.
And you know what they say about absence in the heart, right?
Well, I think so. You know, and I did do stuff, you know, over the past 5 years, you know, by myself, you know, doing a solo career. But you know what? I can honestly say that there were nights when I would just kind of look around and think, you know, I miss Dean, you know, over there playing the piano and, you know, acting crazy, and Michael Britt and Keith Rainwater. I just, you know, I missed sharing the stage with my brothers, and now that we're back, you know, performing again together, it just feels right.
Now, I'm loving the new single, Five Long Days, 3,000 Miles. The O-O is my favorite part. That's why I don't sing. I just speak the lyrics. But, that was a little bit.
You know what? Jeremy, that's my favorite part, actually.
Oh, is it? Okay, good. Well, you do it a lot better, though, than I do. I probably, that's why I just speak it. But, I mean, let's talk about the countdown. I've been a writer for many years, but it's described as melodically sparkling and lyrically urgent. Now, I've got to say, that actually replaces my previous fave that I read in a book where it said of a character, she crisply entered the room. Melodically sparkling and lyrically urgent. Tell me about that.
Melodically sparkling and lyrically urgent. Well, you know what? I agree. I agree with that. You know, it is, if you listen to it, it is kind of urgent sounding. You know, the singer's basically saying, you know, that they're trying to get back to their loved ones, and you know, they're doing it as fast as they can. I mean, they're even breaking the law. They're speeding. I mean, he's telling the world that he's speeding, and but I think it's also, there's some. It's kind of a romantic song as well, but, you know, just a more of a tempo song. And, you know, what you said was your favorite part, the oh, oh, oh. And I think that's what's really infectious about this song, and it's so hooky, is, you know, the countdown in itself is a very intriguing title, but the way that the writers wrote the song, doing the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then doing the oh, 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 I think is, you know, it's just one of those songs that could really catch on and, you know, just be huge for Lone Star.
More with Lone Star right after this. We're back talking with Richie McDonald from Lone Star. Well, I always like to pick the brains of people who have been in the music industry for a long time. And, I mean, we see these reality shows. People have the hope of instant fame. And I guess Lone Star played hundreds of shows. What was it, like 500 shows without a recording contract? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we're all originally from Texas, and we didn't really meet until Nashville in 1992. And Dean Sams was, you know, wanting to start a country band, and he knew of us from other bands that we were all in Texas, different bands. And, you know, he called and we figured that it was a great idea that he had, and we would play anywhere we could, you know, those first 3 years, just trying to pay the bills, you know. And we played dives, and we played clubs, we played Canada, we played all over the United States. There wasn't anywhere we wouldn't play, just because I think, you know, the main thing, we were trying to pay the bills, but also we were trying to develop a sound back then.
So how do you keep going, though? Like, what was the motivation for somebody who... we always see these people posting a video of themselves, you know, on YouTube and wanting to get noticed. I mean, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think when you reach a point and you think that, you know, you're getting tired of it, and, you know, you can't stand to ride in a van one more night. You know, we rode around in a two-door Jeep Cherokee, but I guess it's just really... You know, persistence really does pay off. You know, if it's something you want bad enough, and the four of us really wanted it bad enough, because we honestly had other jobs, you know, in our younger, you know, years that, you know, quite frankly, were... I mean, I worked for Coca-Cola for 8 years. It was a great job, great benefits. It was tough work. I mean, I worked on a construction crew. Dean worked at Jackhammer. You know, we've all done other jobs, but to do something that you love, it's really worth the time that you put into it, and you just got to be patient. I mean, if it's something you want bad enough, and I think we all had the same goals in mind, and that's why, you know, I'm talking to you today about Lone Star.
Right. And so you were saying, you know, you would play anywhere and everywhere, and I guess you're doing that all summer, right? Lots of tour dates coming up. You're all over the place.
Yeah, that's a great thing. You know, we had actually been to Europe twice and went over there with Reba doing the music festival over there, kind of what started that when I got back in the band. And then we're just we're all over touring, supporting the new album and the new single, The Countdown. So it's been a blast. It's just been so much fun. The fans, I think the fans really are the ones who are really enjoying, you know, the band back to the way it's supposed to be. And we've just had so many comments saying that, you know, this is the way Lone Star was meant to be. You guys together forever.
I mentioned earlier a new album coming out later this year. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I got to tell you, I posted something on Facebook the other night, and last week we just finished mixing two of the last songs. And what I said was, I couldn't be prouder of the music that Dean and Michael and Keach and myself created. I feel like that, you know, sonically and lyrically and just the subject matter, it's the best album we've ever recorded, and we produced it. I mean, I just think that, you know, from song to song, it's just good. You know, we've always said that, you know, we want to make people laugh or we want to make them cry. We just want to get in touch with their emotions, and I believe every single song on this album does that, and I'm just so excited about getting it out and let the world hear it.
So when will that be?
October is our release date. You know, we typically wait about 3 months and work in the single, and then so probably somewhere around October.
So I guess all of the details will be on your website, from the tour to the album, the single. What is the address for that?
The address for the website is www.lonestarband.now. .mu, I'm sorry. I don't even know.
Okay.
.mu.
Hold on, let me see if I can get it. LoneStarNow.com. Does that sound right?
That is.
Okay, LoneStarNow.com is the website for all the details about the band, the single, the album. Richie McDonald from Lone Star. The song is The Countdown, and the new album is out this fall. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.